goodness and for his deep grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
You are bigger than what people say,
yes, Lord.
You have done more than enough for us. We have come to appreciate your holy name. Thank you for accepting our praises in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity again to hear your word. By your Spirit, we understand again.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for strengthening us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for helping us.
Yes.
Thank you for upholding us with the right hand of righteousness. Blessed be thy holy name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have our seat. Thank you so much. Tonight, we share with us the specialty of the gospel of Christ. The specialty of the gospel of Christ. Is so unique, is so special. Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 15. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The matter is, what is so special about the gospel that Jesus simply emphasized? Say, repent and believe. Have the gospel. And believe the gospel. So tonight we'll be looking into the specialty of the gospel of Christ. What did the gospel of Christ bring to us? What is it capable of doing? We tell people we don't preach healing, but we preach the word, the gospel. And when the gospel is preached, the power of God is released to heal, to save, to deliver, to set men free. Nothing can set you free but the gospel of Christ. Nothing has the capacity to free anyone. So where we read, Jesus simply can give us energy quickly. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached God's good news. It means the gospel of Christ is good news. Say good news. I'm here to receive good news. Good news. Say good news. Uh-huh. You see, what you are hearing, what you keep hearing, will soon become what you'll be thinking. That's just it. And what you are thinking will become your lifestyle. God's good news. This God's good news is capable of transforming any life to what God intends that life for. The time promised by God has come at last. He announced the kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. What is so special about the good news? It's so powerful, it's so special to the point that When the good news is preached, when the gospel is preached, the power of God to deliver is released. So if you will accept this, anytime you hear the gospel of Christ, what you are simply receiving is that the power of God is being released into your life. Now, Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Say the good news of God. God's good news. I'm here to receive God's good news again. And it came to pass, on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, and Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the law was present to heathen. What releases the power of God? The preaching of the gospel of Christ. So the gospel of Christ is the release of the power of God unto men. Tonight, the power of God will be released upon your life. Today. The power of God was present. What was Jesus preaching? The gospel. Oh, may God give us understanding. The last comfort and I have not recovered up to now. And I believe for life I will not recover from. Yes. Because I myself received something that when I went back home I started reasoning. There is all these things like this. How many of you know what God made sleep for now? Oh my God. How many of you have started practicing it? Huh? So anytime you lie down to sleep, where are you simply going? You are going to the school of the Spirit. We are the only teacher at present in this world. It's the Holy Ghost. So when you are sleeping, just put some instruction for you. So that our life will be preserved. Hallelujah. Please, I beg you, keep practicing that. Any day you learn, I say, now I'm going to the school of the Spirit. We are the Holy Spirit is the only teacher. Eh? It's alright. Now, look, give an entry of the Bible. Oh, the gospel is so great. No worry, if I know, and I just collect the case, go and listen. I listened to it small yesterday. Why are you not? It's not matter. It's not matter. It doesn't matter. Is Jesus here presently? No. But from the word of God, we capture everything. So don't be afraid. Is that NSC, please? Kai, Holy Spirit, help me today. One day, while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It seems that this man showed up from every village in all Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. And the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. So the gospel of Christ is the release of the power of God unto men. Don't forget it. Now, the gospel of Christ turned God's law into God's love. Do you hear what I said? He changes God's law into God's love. So the gospel of Christ is the expression of God's love and God's goodness. Hallelujah. The gospel of Christ is the expression of God's love and God's goodness. We are someone that look condemned. When you hear the gospel of Christ, it will tell you that you are not condemned if you will accept the gospel of Christ. But you only be condemned if you will reject it. You see that? But the law says, when somebody committed an affair, kill him. But the God will say, no. You don't need to kill him. Show him what Jesus has done. If he accepts it, he will not be killed. But if he rejects it, then something else will happen. Nothing on earth will condemn your life anymore. See, the gospel of Christ is the release of the blessings of God. The gospel of Christ is the release of the blessings of God. It doesn't release curses. It releases God's blessing upon men. As you are listening now, the power is being released unto you. As you are listening tonight again, the blessings of God will be released into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Romans chapter 8 and chapter 15, verse 29. The man was so confident because he understood what the gospel of Christ carried. God delivered me from fear and from uncertainty of insecurity when my eyes saw something. And I walked by it every day. No more struggle. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. What did the gospel of Christ came to release to us again? The blessing of God. New Living Translation. Glory to God. And I am sure that when I come, Christ will richly bless our time together. Are you seeing what we are getting now? Christ is richly blessing you right now. Because you are hearing the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ releases the power of dominion over every situation of life. My hope is that my visit with you is going to be one of Christ's more extravagant blessings. Can you see what he releases to us? If the gospel of Christ will be fully preached by the power of the Holy Ghost, any signs and wonders can happen. It happened in his own ministry. We are experiencing it. That's why I say, when you come to a meeting like this, if truly you are sincere and you listen, you accept what is preached, sickness will jump out of you. Depression will jump out. What is not of God will just literally disappear. We trust God for that. It has been happening and it will happen in your life. Now, look at what happened. Give us verse 18 now. Verse 18, 19. 18 and 19. The gospel of Christ. Say the good news of Christ. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient to by word and deed. Through mighty signs and wonders. Through mighty signs and wonders. By the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Now, whenever this brother preached the gospel of Christ, mighty signs and wonder is released. When Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel, simply say, repent and accept the signs and wonders which the gospel of Christ brings to you. Today will be the least you ever be. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yet I dare not boast about anything except what Christ has done through me, bringing the Gentiles to God by my message. And by the way, I walked among them. Verse 19. They were convinced by the power of miraculous signs and wonders, and by the power of God's Spirit. In this way, I have fully presented the good news of Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Hierapolis. To see what he releases. So, the gospel of Christ is very powerful. May I tell you this? All the power in heaven and on earth is in the gospel of Christ. Simply believe the gospel. The gospel is the expression of God's love and God's goodness. Romans chapter 1. say the gospel of Christ is the power of God to my for my safety, for my deliverance, for my signs, for my wonders, in the name of Jesus. Romans 1, verse 15 to 17. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, that accepteth it, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The gospel of Christ is the revelation of God's righteousness. The gospel of Christ is the revelation of God's righteousness. May God increase our knowledge of Him. I say, may God increase our knowledge of Him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The more the knowledge of the gospel of Christ in your life, that will determine the quality of your life. That will determine the peace you will experience within you. Do you understand my point? Now, there's a kind of confidence that comes upon a life when he accepted the fullness of the gospel of Christ. I pray for you that from today your struggle will end. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the gospel of Christ is not the revelation of man's fault, but the revelation of God's righteousness. Someone asked a question one day, why did Adam decide to eat the fruit that God forbid it? Haven't you that the wife are sitting? I say it's an expression of God's love. Because if Adam refused to eat that fruit that day, there will be no room for redemption. Because love is unto death. Why did Jesus decide to take our sin? Why did he decide to partake in our sin? Is it not to save us? Did Adam knew that that fruit was a forbidden one? Yes. Why did he go ahead to eat it? Because if he refused to do that, there will be no room for redemption. Love covers multitude of sins. It does not redeem multitude of sins. It covers it. Are you hearing me now? It does what? It covers it. I remember these situations that day. A man just came and share some things. I laugh. When they saw me laughing, he looked at me with the look changed. See, he explained that. And I said, brother, will you allow to just read the scripture and see what has happened to you? Do you do this thing when this thing happened? He said, yes. Okay. What did God say? He read the first one. He read the second one, the third one. Before I say, let us say, I'm okay now. Now, what happened? The gospel solved the problem. His problem of condemnation was just solved instantly by opening the gospel to him. I pray that God Almighty will direct our hearts into the love of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because this is one thing that the gospel does. It directs the heart of man into the love of God. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5. The moment your heart beginning to capture the love of God, then greater thing will keep happening to you. And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God. What a great prayer. Say, from today, my heart will be directed towards God's love. You are not with me. Look, it's the gospel that said it. Say, and the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the patience waiting for Christ. What a great thing. So I said, the gospel of Christ is the expression of God's love and God's goodness. Then when your heart captures it, then you are made. Do you see what he said? Give us energy. May the Lord lead your heart into a full understanding and expression of the love of God. What a great thing. Now, the moment your heart captures that, because you see, the battle you have not won in your heart cannot be won outside. The first place to win battle is in your heart. The moment your heart captures what God says, it will transmit it to your mind. Then, your environment will experience it. When the brother was teaching the Corinthian church, the weapon of our warfare, he says it's not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every knowledge that is sorted itself against. You see, you could see. Now, the battle we fight first is within. For instance, you see a house at the gate, the road, beware of dog. That's what they just wrote. You have never seen the dog. But the minute you saw beware of dog, what happened to you when you are passing? Now, maybe you now finally see the dog that is at. What registered to you? Did the dog talk? It does not talk. But because you know what dog is, Satan know whom the gospel of Christ has settled in their heart. Yes, indeed he knows. If not, the gospel will not say, Jesus I know. Paul I know. So when the gospel of Christ is settled in your heart and in your mind, Satan knows. He will keep up. So when he says, beware of God, may this also keep away. Because if you go there, anything that happens, you're on your own. From today, when Satan comes near you, anything that happens to him is on his own. You are not with me. I'm just dealing with this matter. See, he said, when the God says that he will direct your heart towards the love of God. And I said the gospel of Christ is the expression of God's love and God's goodness. How do we know that we are clean? The gospel says. How do we know that we are sanctified? The gospel said. How do we know that we are justified? The gospel said. How do we know that we are preserved? The gospel said. How I know that no matter what happened to me, I won't miss heaven. I know it. You know why I know it? Because the gospel said. I don't need any prayer about it. Lord, help me to make me heaven. I don't pray such prayer. I don't. There is no time for that in my own side. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Lord, help me not to force it. I don't pray such prayer. Because there are some certain things you just know. How do you know? You just know it. Give us verse 3. Verse 3 of this. Verse 3. From today, when you see problem, the first thing that will come from your mouth is to laugh. Oh, they are not with me. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. It is job, not my job. Excuse me, it is job, not mine. Oh, you are not with me. Who is faithful? The Lord. Who will establish you? The Lord. Who will keep you from evil? The Lord. It's not my job. Oh my God. Kai. Somebody, oh, I don't need to do exercise to get too much muscle. Because I don't need the such muscle. You are not with me now. Let's read NLT. But our Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Who will do that? Excuse me. Can he pay? No. Because whatever God said, the Holy Ghost will perform it. And I see him performing such things in your life. It's a serious issue. Excuse me. Who duty to keep me from evil? Is that my job? We travel a little at least. We've encountered accidents several times. I mean several times. Remain small. Something will just... What happened? The law. Keeping us from evil. From today, you will experience God keeping you from evil. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. I want this scripture to enter into your heart. But the Lord is faithful. He is not faithless. He doesn't break rank. Whatever he says, he does. You know, one thing I know is that he never sleeps nor slumber. But we sleep. Is that true? If I tell you now, look, I'm going to pray for you throughout the night. Don't believe that. Do you know why? I can sleep. Is that true? Yeah. But God never sleeps. Jesus is at the right hand praying for you. He never sleeps nor slumber. So there are some certain things that affect you. Until you know you don't receive. That's why we have to let you know all this. How many of you believe that God never sleeps nor slumber? How many of you believe sincerely from your heart? Maybe you have read it, you have heard it before. I want you to rehear it again tonight. That Jesus is at the right hand of God praying for you every day. Okay. Do you think that his prayer, the one he prayed when he was here, God answered? Is it now when he's down? So I want to assure you, no matter the evil in Nigeria, no matter the evil in this world, no evil will swallow your life up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. And God, you know the meaning of God. When I look at that God, what is the meaning of God? I don't know. I'm going to explain this. The only God I know, that our Father, is God room. You know, in God room, there is no window. And they never build it with block. They build it with concrete and the door. Through iron. The one we have in those, in all this one. When they push you, they unlock you. Only God can bring you out. No ceiling. If the prison of this world, the God, they will be able to guide you, how much more the guards that God provided. See, there are some certain things you just have to know. That will make your level of praise and thanksgiving to be increasing every day. Because when you see, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. I say from today, in accordance to God's word, you will be properly guarded by God from the evil one. We need to understand this. He is faithful. You know, sometimes we are faithless. Eh? You don't know a man of faith of the challenges come on. So anybody can preach faith. But we know the real man of faith when trouble knock at your door. Do you understand my point? And so, do you get the point I'm raising? So, we have faith. We have seen something. Because your faith must be tried. Who do you think that God will use to try your faith? Satan, of course. Yes, now he go use. He didn't say Satan will disappear. No, he's here. But he said he will guide. He is faithful. Say God is faithful. His faithfulness concerning my life will never be broken. Yeah, that's it. No. Do you have another translation of this passage? Let me read it for you again. Holy Spirit. But the Master never let us down. He will speak by you and protect you from evil. Since I saw it and I read it, I said, hey. So, my protection, my preservation is not what I struggle to do. So each time I say, Lord, thank you because this or what never pay. He is the one to do it. Give up our 15. The gospel. The specialty of it. Now, look at it. Now, the Lord of peace, Himself, give you peace. Always, by all means, Kai. The Lord be with you all. Excuse me. How did He give us peace? He gave us peace always, by all means. What does it mean by all means? It means if this picture will be registered to your heart, you know that by all means, anywhere, you experience God's peace. It's a serious issue. The whole world like in weekend, but God says something. Now, the Lord of peace Himself, not He won't send angels, but Himself, will give you peace. Always, by all means. Ah. If He require for Him to catapult you from one place to another without entering vehicle, He will do it. Say, by all means. This is serious. The gospel of Christ. So whenever you hear the gospel of Christ, you must receive God's freedom. This is the point I'm raising tonight. How many of you believe that God will never fail from keeping you from evil? He never fail. He will never fail. This is our assurance of it. Jude verse 24. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. He's a song of victory. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. Excuse me. Who is able to keep us from falling? Did He say, unto you, who is able to do something to keep yourself from falling? You know, I don't know why. That's a challenge I saw. Do you know that challenge? It's the challenge of reading our life and our situation into the gospel. Instead of reading the gospel into our life. You don't understand? Huh? Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. Who is able to keep us from falling? Whose duty to keep us from falling? Is it your duty? Because your effort will fail. It's a normal thing. But His effort never fails. No. And to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Who is able to present you faultless before God? You are not listening to me. Excuse me. Are we communicating? Okay, I know why. The blessing of the comforter now has not is too much. That's why it's to respond. No problem, no worries. You will get this one so that it will sustain you throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and for the rest of your life. Now, whose duty to keep us? Whose duty to present us? Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all these great benefits. He's serious. Give us energy. How will He present us with exceeding joy? It means your appearance before God is with what? Exceeding joy. Now, say maybe, I remember what they used to, narrow escape. What do you score? Say, I score 42. Oh, narrow escape. Just by, just pass by. No, that's not that kind. With exceeding joy. Is the joy, is the job. I think our challenges today, we don't read the gospel to our life. That's why we are trusting God to enlighten your eyes of understanding to capture. Do you understand now? Okay. Ah, hallelujah. Now, all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling always, and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. Is that, are you seeing it now? God will do that because it's his job. Until you know and know that everything that is called for has been removed from your life. You have to get to that knowing. Okay. You know, sometimes when they give you money, you are happy. You are dancing. But eternal life is speaking eternal destination to you. You are not really happy. What is the problem? If I say everybody now, wait, after this meeting, we are going to give you 30,000. Say, yes, you will adjust your fee. No, let me tell you, this one will make you to get more for life. thank you, Lord. See something. Now, all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling always, and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single high. How is Jesus going to present before his Father? Without, it means all before you are seeing in your life now. What is Jesus telling you? They are not there. They are shadows. Because the reality has been perfected. You don't understand, man. Okay, now. It's all right. If I use this gongoni now, if I pour chemical that can kill into this container, and I use it, after the use, the container became empty. Now, I still want to use it to fetch water to drink. What must I do? I have to wash it. Because I want to use it for a different thing. Likewise. It is God's duty. Is it this gongoni that will wash itself for me to use? Because you are an instrument in God's hand, he has to watch you for his own use. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5, I want to show you something. Chapter 4. Are you in Ephesians chapter 4? Give up verse 27. No, sorry. Chapter 5, verse 26 and 27. Thank you. Look at what it says. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He's talking to you. That he will sanctify you and wash you with the washing of water. Abi, now look at what he says. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blame. Whose job? Just keep learning of him. Keep learning him. Then you see getting more bonus, more confidence. You'll be able to call other coming. You don't need to destroy your life before the time. This is what God has spoken concerning you. Read it again and again and again. This is how it works. You see, accept the gospel. Change your mindset and accept the gospel. Because everything you will ever need is in the gospel of Christ. Because the gospel of Christ is the gospel of freedom. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of freedom. Oh my God, are you with me now? Huh? How many of you believe? No, I mean, how many of you believe what you are reading? So give us NLT verse 26 and 27. We'll soon round up now. You still sing that your song again for us again. All glory has come. Abi? So we lay down our crown and worship him. I want you to lay down your own belief system and submit to the belief of God. They say you have cancer. Ask them, where is the color? Because in my father's kingdom, there is no cancer. You know, I found out when I begin to study about healing. Do you know, the moment they hear news that a particular sickness is incurable, before the evil sickness killed the people killed themselves. That's why I see that they get, they started thinking, what happens there? You don't understand. What is the matter? They won't say. If after they will say, they say, I have. I say, who say? Is it God? No. This is our issue. Okay. To make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. It means the gospel of Christ is to cleanse you from your fault, from your guiltiness. It's to wash and to cleanse you. This is what the gospel of Christ is. He did this. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. This is your hand. Hey, I said, this is your hand. If you want to know your hand, read the gospel. Read the gospel of Christ. The reason why I know that I have a glorious and colorful hand, you see, I know the thought I have towards you. Thought of peace and not of people to give me an expected hand. I know that I have an expected hand. And it's glorious. Because God said, whatever God said, the Holy Ghost will perform it. And I believe as we are hearing in what we are hearing now, in your own life, the Holy Spirit will perfect it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This is what the gospel came to reveal to us. But in those days, we hear the gospel of things. The gospel they preached to us some years ago is the gospel of struggling. One day, oh my God, we pray that day. It's a sea. What are we praying for? They raise the prayer point. Pray that you will be, God will sanctify you. Spirit, soul, and body. Come and see prayer. We pray for one day. I was just reading my Bible. I read it again. It's as if when I finish reading, I now know, okay, the prayer of being sanctified is over my life. I will never do it again. I look at the struggle. Almost 6 hours prayer. We were stretching. Because we lack the knowledge of the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. Because if we are to do all this rigorous something, it means the gospel will not be of grace. It will be of work. And if it become of work, it means Jesus has not done anything. Yes, he has done all. I pray that none of us will frustrate the grace of God anymore. Brother Paul said, I did not frustrate the grace of God. That if righteousness comes by the law, he said, Christ is dead in vain. Galatians 2:21. Let's go to hell. Look at what he said. And such were some of you. I want you to hear this grammar. It's a grammar I want to show you. To look at this spiritual grammar. And such were some of you. What is the meaning of were? Eh? Oh my God. How many of you hear English? And such were some of you. Were. What is the meaning of were? Past. But Christ. Do you see the sign that ended? And such were some of you. But you were washed. When I saw that, washed. Not that you will be washed. But you were washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit. Oh my God. Something happened to me the other day. See, but I am washed. I read it again. Holy Spirit, look, let's do justice to this one. But when I read it again and again, I say, actually, this is whom I am. Read it again. And such were some. Were some. You were, but now you are. You were, but now you are. Say, I am washed. I am justified. I am sanctified. Look at it. Don't forget it. Is that your Bible? Who does that? He does that. Ah! Oh my God. I don't know how, what came upon me that day. I came out gloriously. And I began to declare without apology. If anybody wants to go and pray for sanctification, you are free. But me. But I am washed. But I am sanctified. But I am justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of my God. It is mine. He said it's mine and I receive it. How many of you are receiving it now? That is all. The gospel give us energy. See, if we understand this, who tell you that you are barren? Situation. But God said, and God bless them. And God say unto them, be fruitful. It means you are fruitful. You are not barren. You are what? You are fruitful. You are not, say again, I'm not barren. Since you are a product of God, who is fruitful, you should know that you are fruitful. I pray you will understand this. Say it again, I am not barren. I am fruitful. In accordance to God's word. This is this. Some of you were once, some of you were once like that. Not like that. Were once, oh my God. But you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. If this one does not excite you, I don't see anything that will excite you again. Excuse me. When was it? See, some of you were once like that. When? Before. What of now? Huh? Who cleans you? He does it. Do you think that he ever do any imperfect work? Now, it means your cleansing is perfect. Did he say go and cleanse yourself? Who does the cleansing? What do you need to agree? Accept it. That's the thing, repent and believe the gospel. Accept the gospel. The gospel is so simple enough to be accepted. Do you understand? I pray for you from today, struggle hence in your life. It's a serious issue. This is how God raised mighty men. Giving them what is in his heart. And the gospel of Christ is exactly the expression of God's heart towards human beings. Now finally, Ephesians chapter 5, let's read verse 8. I'm just picking them one under the other. Glory to God. But I am washed. But I am sanctified. But I am justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit of my God. By the time you speak it 100 times, it sinks into your heart. So nobody will tell you to think. You won't hear beating. You will hear the beating from heaven. Then you begin to think. For you were sometimes darkness. Can you see what? For you were sometimes. Oh, they are not hearing me. For you were sometimes. Not now. Say, but now. You are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Glory to God. When were you in darkness in the past? But now. He didn't say you resemble light. He said you were light. That is what the gospel is. Don't let anybody preach you out of what God has spoken concerning your life. This is the letter to you today. Hennessy, as we round up by the grace of God. How many of you are blessed already? Because the gospel of Christ is the revelation of God's blessing unto you. Oh my God. For once, you were full of darkness. For once, you were. But now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. Is that in your Bible? Huh? Which family do you belong to now? If they now said, okay, you enemy of my father's family, in the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy you. The father, who is your father? God. Is there any enemy of his family? Among his family? Can you see where we get our own freedom? You are not with me. Those hours you pray those prayer, you will use it to get more. Is that in your Bible? Is there anything I said to you today that is not in the Bible? Get this. So that is your foundation and your building. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that this war will become life and spirit in you.
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
Whatever God has not written concerning any one of you will never come to manifestation anymore.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Only what God has written concerning you will be made manifest in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.